ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שיעור יהיה לעילוי נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן אמן. ולדניק בעזרת השם יתברך, פרשת ויגש, and we're already in חטא בית, חכים לתלס, that it was 3 days and 3 nights, it was חושך. It was a bad days for Am Israel because on Het Betebet they translated the Torah to Talmai Melech. And how could you translate the Torah Kedushan to different language? It's impossible to translate the Torah because you have many remazim in the Torah, many Rashit Hibot, Gematria, all these things. Everything is lost by translating to different language. Tet Betebet also, something bad also happened. Hakim tell us, Tish'a Betebet, Ezra Sofer passed away. And Asara B'Tebet was Ta'anit Asara B'Tebet. Maybe we'll get to these things by the Hashem later on. We'll start by the Hashem from the Parasha. We see in the Parasha that after the brothers, they were going back and forth from Eretz Kena'an to Mitzrayim to Yosef HaTzadik. And at the end, Yosef HaTzadik, he couldn't hold himself anymore. After he saw that the brothers, they're crying so much for Binyamin, and they're crying, how could we go up to our father, and he's not going to see Binyamin? Benefsho kishura benefsho. V'haya kir'oto kiyen ha-na'ar v'met. If he's not going to see Binyamin with us, he's going to die. Who's going to die? There's also machloket and farshim here on the pasuk. Some, they want to explain who's that v'met. V'met, im ya'azo b'tabiv, Rashi says, the son, Binyamin's going to die. Binyamin is going to die if he's going to leave his father. That's how Rashi tells us. And but the Rashbam, he said, "Be'azab et Abiv v'met, Abiv yamut." The Rashbam said, "Yaakov Abinu, he might die." So they were crying so much to Yosef HaTzadik, he couldn't hold himself. The pasuk said, "Ve'lo yachol Yosef le'etapek lechol hanitzavim alav, ve'yikra hotziu chol ish me'alai, ve'lo amad ish eto betvada'a Yosef elechav." He couldn't hold himself, and he told them, "Please, everyone, please go outside. He does not want to embarrass his brothers, like Rashi tells us." Rashi says, "Ve'lo yachol Yosef le'etapek lechol hanitzavim alav." What does mean? He couldn't hold himself. Rashi explains, "Lo haya yachol lesbol sheyu hamitzriim nitzavim alav v'shomayim sheyachav beyeshin bevadi'u lahem." Yosef, he couldn't bear to see his brothers getting embarrassed in front of all the mitzriim that they were next to Yosef HaTzadik. Therefore, he couldn't hold himself. So Rashi is explaining the word lehitapek. What does lehitapek mean? Rashi is explaining it. Lehitapek means lesbol. Means that he couldn't bear to see. He couldn't. He couldn't. He couldn't do that. Why? Because how could he see his brothers getting embarrassed? That's how Rashi explains the word lehitapek. It means he couldn't bear himself. And also, basically, that's what Ibn Ezra also said, the same thing. Lehitapek lesbol. He couldn't do it. I saw the Ramban, after he quotes Rashi, he says, "Abal unkilos tergem lehitchassana." The Targum, he explained the word lehitapek, lehitchassana, watat lehitchassana, to strengthen himself. He couldn't strengthen himself anymore, so he revealed himself. That means he wanted Yosef HaTzadik to strengthen himself even more, to bring Yaakov to bow down to him, to wait until all the dreams can be completed 100%, but he couldn't strengthen himself anymore after he heard all the tahanunim that they're crying for him. So therefore, he revealed himself. That means then I would mahloket between Rashi and the Targum how to explain the word le'etapek. Alright? V'chein be'etapek ve'aleh ha'ola v'chein kol lashon tapkut b'chol makom shehu hozek. The Ramban writes, said, that's how we see it all over. Le'etapek means to strengthen himself, not to bear the spool like Rashi is telling us. So Ramban continues, "V'hinachon be'enai shehayu sham mebet par'o v'chol ha'mitzrim anashim rabbim yichalu panav l'mchol le'binyamin ki nechmeru rachamehem al tachanunei Yehuda v'lo yachol Yosef letchazek neged kulam." That's how he explains it. Also, same idea, but a different way of explaining it. Here the Ramban is telling us that when the Egyptians saw the conversation between Yehuda and Yosef, like the Midrash says, "Ki ne melachim nu'adu," who are these melachim? Yehuda is melech, lo yasur shebet mi Yehuda. And Yosef is a melech also be Mitzrayim. הוא השליט בכל ארץ מצרים. שני מלכים נועדו, so two kings are arguing between each other. על ערף מדרשים, מדרש רבה, ספר הישר, על ערף מדרשים, about this week's פרשה. But now we're trying to understand that there's a shame in a simple way. The Ramban says, all the Egyptians that they were there, they saw how much Yehuda is crying in front of Yosef. The Egyptians, they had mercy on Yehuda. And they had mercy on Benjamin. Said, even though Benjamin stole the goblet from your Armon, from your palace, but still, forgive him. You see how much they're crying for him. So he couldn't hold himself. Everyone's telling him, forgive him, forgive him. He couldn't hold himself, therefore he forgave him. That's what Rashi is telling us over here. This is the Anyan. After Yosef al-Sadiq, he wanted to strengthen himself, but he couldn't. He had to soften himself from all the tahanunim that he heard from Yehuda until he revealed himself. But we could explain also a little bit differently with Rashi Mitbarach. We all know that when Yosef, he met the brothers the first time, after they came down to Mitzrayim to buy food, the Pasuk said, the first time that he saw them, ויקר יוסף את אחיו, והם לא הכירוהו. After brothers came to him, ויר יוסף את אחיו ויקירם. He recognized them, ויתנקר עליהם. What does it mean, ויתנקר עליהם? He made himself like a stranger for them. How? The Ramban, he told us here, מיד שראה אותם הכירם. When the first moment he saw them, he recognized them. ופחד אולי הם יכירוהו. He was scared, maybe they're going to recognize him. ויתנקר עליהם, what does it mean, ויתנקר עליהם? He said, ששמה מצנפת על מצחו וקצת הפנים, ושינה את עצמו. But he put the hat, the king's crown that he has on his head, he put it a little bit down on his forehead, and he covered his face a little bit. He doesn't want them to see him, to recognize him. That's what it means, ויתנקר עליהם. And he says, and the Pasuk also says later on, ויקר יוסף את אחיו והם לא כירוהו. He recognizes the brothers, but they did not recognize him. All right? And the Ramban, he said, why did he really recognize the brothers and they did not recognize him? Rashi also tells us that when he left them, he didn't have beard. At the time that he left them, he was 17 years old. But most of them, they had beard. So when he saw them, he recognized them on the spot. But they did not recognize him. Why? Because they left him without beard. Now he saw him with a beard. Therefore, it was a little bit different. He looked a little bit different to them. Therefore, they didn't recognize him. So that's what Rashi told us. The Ramban writes over here, "V'hinei sachar uzbulun enam gedolim miyosef rak me'at." So how many years the old Shvatim? How many years they were born? Old Shvatim, all of them, except Benjamin. All of them they were born within 6 years. So they're not. Each one of them is not much older than the other. So how come he did not recognize him? Because they left him, you know, he didn't have a beard. Also, Issachar, also Zbulun, they were born also later, obviously before Yosef, but they were born at a later time. But they also did not have beard. So how did Yosef recognize Issachar and Zbulun? If the brothers didn't recognize Yosef because he didn't have beard. Also, Issachar and Zbulun also didn't have beard. So he says here, אבל כיוון שהכיר את הגדולים, הכיר את כולם. He recognized not Yisachar and Zebulun, he recognized the older one. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, oldest, they were, when he left them with beard. Now he saw them also with beard, so he recognized them. And from this, he recognized that all of them, they were the brothers. Why? Because he knows them. ועוד היה מכירם, מדעתו שיבואו שם, והם לא הכירו, שלא נתנו לבם שיהיה העבד אשר מכרו לישמעאלים, יהיה שליט על הארץ. Therefore, they did not recognize him, but he recognized them. And he also, I saw something interesting he brings down here, the Haskuni. How come Yosef recognized the brothers? לפי שהיו קוראים זה את זה בשמם. They were calling each other. Hey, Benjamin, Yosef. They were talking to each other. עוד לשבטים. They're talking to Yosef, not Yosef. Reuben's calling after Issachar, calling after Zebulun. So they were calling each other with their names. And obviously Yosef, he knows all their names. And furthermore, והיה מכיר לשונם ושמם. He knows their names and he knows their language. He did not recognize him. Why they didn't recognize him? Because, as I said, now that he has beard, and he adds here also the Haskuni, because also now his name is not Yosef anymore. Now his name, ויקרא יוסף, ויקרא פרעו שם יוסף, ספינת פענח. Now his name, ספינת פענח. Who's that guy? We don't know who's that guy. We know Yosef. We don't know Safinat Paneach. Lachatam Safira brings down. He said, it was Siyata from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgaha Pratit from Hashem, that Par'o should change his name to Safinat Paneach. Why would Par'o change Yosef's name? His name is Yosef. Well, because you put him advisor by you, خلاص, you have to change his name. And that was all Kol Hashgaha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when the brothers are going to come, if they're going to hear the Moshe's name is Yosef, something's going to click in their brain. On the spot. Therefore, his name is Safinat Paneach. I don't know who's that guy. And not only this, he was talking b'lashon mitzrit. Medaber b'lashon mitzrit. V'zeo sh'ne'emar ki hem elitz benotam. Therefore, they didn't recognize him. But he recognized them because he understood the language they're talking. He knows their names. And he left them, they left the, at least the older one with beer. So he recognized them. Very simple. The problem is, if Yosef recognized the brothers and they did not recognize him, why does he have to make himself like stranger to them? Ve'yar Yosef et Ahav ve'yakirehem, he recognized them. Ve'yitnaker alehem. What does it mean ve'yitnaker alehem? He made himself like stranger to them. Why do you have to be mitnaker to them if they did not recognize him? And we saw the Ramban, he told us he put the mitznefet al bedown on his forehead. They shouldn't see his face. But still, you see that the Ramban also bothers. What does it mean? Why does he have to be mitnaker? And also says clearly, "Vehem lo kiruhu kilal, velo tzrach od leitnaker alehem." He didn't need to be mitnaker to them. So why was he mitnaker if they did not recognize him? It's a little bit hard to understand what's going on over here, because if he recognized him and the pasuk said clearly, "Vehem lo kiruhu," so why does he have to be mitnaker alehem? So the Mefarshim explain that we all know that Yosef at Tzaddik, how many years he did not see his father? How many years he did not see anyone? 22 years he didn't see his parents, he didn't see his father, he didn't see his mother, he didn't see the brothers, he wasn't learning anymore in yeshiva with his father. And forget about all of this. Where did he go? He went to Bet Potiphar. They sold him, he was sold 4 times. From hand to hand he was sold. And then he went to Eshet Potiphar, and see all that he had with Eshet Potiphar. And then after that they put him in jail. He went a lot of tzarot, Yosef HaTzadik. All this trouble happened because of what? Because the brothers, they hated Yosef. That's what they sold him. So now, normal person, if his brothers, they sold him, and they did all what they did to him, and now he became Shalit L'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, now he became, he's in charge of all the Mitzrayim. And now the brothers, they needed him now. Now, any normal person automatically is going to take revenge from them. Standard nature, every person is going to take revenge from them. How could a person see all what they did to him and then he's not going to do anything bad to them? And Rashi also told us, "Ve'yaker Yosef et Ahav." What does mean "Ve'yaker Yosef et Ahav"? Rashi says, "Umidrash Agada ve'yaker Yosef et Ahav kishenimsaru beyado hakir bahem shehim Ahav v'rihem alehim." He had mercy on them. Vehem lo kiruhu. They did not recognize him. Why? Kishenafal beyadam lenhog bo ahva. When he fell in their hand, they threw him in the pit, they made the dogs run after him, they sold him, and all these things. That means they did not recognize the brotherhood that they have between them. But Yosef did recognize it. So how could the person, after all these things, that 22 years he was suffering, Yosef HaTzadik, he didn't see his father. And for sure, Yosef HaTzadik, he knew that Yaakov, same thing, he felt so bad not seeing Yosef. All this suffering came because of the brothers. And now they are in my hand. Now they need me. I could do a little bit, make them suffer. But Yosef HaTzadik, ve'itnakir alehim. What does it mean, ve'itnakir alehim? He made himself like a stranger. Because Yosef knew if he's going to remember all what happened, we'll get to the psukim soon, Bezrat Shem, if he's going to remember all what they did to him, the nature of the person is going to take revenge from them. This is the best time, he's going to take revenge from all of them. Why? You see what he did to me? I'll show you. But Yosef, he made himself as if he's some stranger. They never did anything bad to me. That's how Yosef Sadiq, he was on such a high level. Therefore, Yosef Sadiq, ve'yar Yosef Tehav ve'yakirem, he recognized them, Rashi said, rehem alehem, he had mercy on them, ve'itnaker alehem. It's not human. It's not human nature. Even though we see from the psukim that Yosef, ve'yizkor Yosef et ha'halomot asher halam lahem, and he started accusing them, you are spies, ve'yomar alehem, meregelim atem, and start accusing them. Oh, you stole this, and he put the money in their sacks, and he told them that you stole the money and this and that. And then he put a goblet in Benjamin's sack, the second shift, that when they came to him. He was accusing them. It looks like that he was taking revenge from them. But Hachaim tell us that wasn't Chas v'Shalom was taking revenge. Ella, so all these things that were he did, he was trying to make the judgment that was on them, the brothers, they sold Yosef, and there is punishment for this. How could you sell your own brother? You take him and you sell him. So Yosef, he wanted to be mematek a little bit the dinim from them, and he was trying, you know, a little bit to be mematek the dinim, a little bit to give them some punishment, not because of taking revenge, Chas v'Shalom, Ella to minimize a little bit the punishment that the suffering that they're supposed to get because of the sin and what they did. This reminds me with the famous story. Everyone knows that story with Eliyahu Nabi. He tells us here in Seder Adorot, I saw he brings down by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Arach Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He brings down here in Od Dalet, said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tzam yamim rabbim ve'etpalel le'Hashem she'yar'elo et Eliyahu. He fasted a few days, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send him Eliyahu Nabi to talk to him. He wants to ask him something. Until after that, Eliyahu Nabi came. V'yamar lo Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Ani nechsef lalichet ammecha ve'lerot ma'asicha ba'olam ve'elmot chokhma ammecha. Famous story, everyone knows that Eliyahu, maybe we don't have to read it here, we'll explain it on the outline, that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi told Eliyahu Nabi, I want to come with you for a tour. Then Eliyahu Nabi told him, you want to come with me, no problem, you'll come with me, but in one condition, no questions asked. Don't ask any questions. If you're going to ask any question, I'll leave you. Then Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi promised him, I won't ask you any question. No problem, tfaddal. So he took him with him, and then they went, they were going from place to place, until they got to a place that they were invited by someone who's very poor, the guy's very poor. And that man and his wife, they saw two elderly men walking the street, Eliyahu Nabi and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Obviously, they didn't recognize them that they are Eliyahu Nabi, whatever. So they invited them to their house, and they gave them a lot of food. They made the beautiful seudah for them. And they did whatever they could, the best of the best, they gave them to enjoy the seudah. And after they ate and they enjoyed the seudah, they told them, no, you have to sleep over now. Sleep over, they gave them also achila, shtiya, and lina, you could sleep also over. Tomorrow morning, whenever you'll get up, haboker or ve'anashim shulehu. Tomorrow you'll go and you'll leave. After all this kabod, next morning, before Eliyahu Nabi left that house, he cursed that the couple, they had a cow, that from this cow, they used to milk it every day to get some food, to get some dairy products. He cursed the cow and the cow died. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is standing on the side. After all what they did to us, how could he do such a thing? But he remembered, no questions asked. Okay, no questions asked, no problem. Continued on the way. Then after that, they went to a different town. They found the one rich guy. They knocked on his door. He brought them inside. And because he gave them something to eat, hardly. He put a little bit something in front of them. And after that, he didn't respect them the proper way. After that, in the morning, that rich guy, he had one wall. That wall was almost falling apart. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Eliyahu Nabi. Eliyahu Nabi told Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, help me, we have to build that wall for him. That we have to do him a favor, you know, after he gave us bread and salt, we have to do a favor to him. Then Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, the first couple that they gave us Seudah, like Seudah Shlomo Melech, you cursed them. And their only cow, you cursed that cow died. And this rich guy that he didn't respect us, he didn't give us anything, hardly gave us bread and water. Now you're helping him, you're building the wall. But he remembered, no questions asked. No questions asked. Continued later on, he went to a different town. And that town, all the people over there, Eliyahu Nabi and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, they went to shul over there. And they asked the Gabayim, where could we stay, please? You know, we're strangers over here. Where could we stay? Then they told them, listen, it's enough that you have, we'll bring you some bread and water over here. No one's going to invite you. They left them over there. And they brought them some hardly bread and water. And before they left, Eliyahu Nabi told them, I'm blessing you. Thank you for all the hospitality that he gave us. I'm blessing you, all of you. You should be Gdolim, should be Rashim. And later on, it's a long story. He brings them over here. Then they went to a different place. And they gave them all the kabod. And he told them, you should have only one head on top of you. And all these things that he is ma'arich here in the Seder Dorot, until Rabbi Yoshua and Levi, he couldn't take it anymore. He told the young Nabi, you have to explain to me what's going on over here. Then he told him, I told you in the beginning, no questions asked. He said, yeah, but I can't anymore. ולא יכול רבי יושב לוי לתפק. So he couldn't hold himself. So he said, please tell me. And he told him, I'll tell you in one condition, I'm going to leave you after. He told him, okay, but tell me. He told him, listen, the first guy that I killed their cow, there was gezera on that person that his wife, Chas v'Shalom, was supposed to die. So I killed the cow. Maybe the cow is going to be zu halifata, zu temurata, zu kaparata. Maybe the cow is going to die instead of his wife, Chas v'Shalom, is going to die. So I was trying to minimize. I saw there's curse on them. I was trying to minimize the curse. I killed their cow. The other guy, the rich guy that he didn't let us hardly give us bread and water, and I helped him to build that wall. It was almost falling. Why I did this? Because in that wall, there was a treasure chest over there, hidden over there, and I did not want him to see it. If I'm going to leave that wall, then the wall's going to fall apart. When he's going to come to build it, he's going to see that treasure, he's going to take it. He doesn't deserve it. Therefore, I make sure to build it for him, to make sure it's still hidden over there, he's not going to see it. And so on and so forth, he explains over there all these things. So what do you see from Eliyahu Nabi here? Eliyahu Nabi said, I saw there's bad gezira on that first couple. Because they gave us a lot of respect, I wanted to give them something good. I wanted to pay them something good. What's the best thing I could give them? I saw there was bad gezira, his wife was supposed to die. Therefore, I took the cow is going to be halifata, timurata, and kaparata, and that's it. Then his wife stayed alive. That's the best barakah I gave him. Similarly, you see here, also by Yosef HaTzadik, same idea. Yosef HaTzadik, he saw that there is bad gezira is coming on Am Israel because they sold him. Therefore, to be matake a little bit that gezira, he told them, he called them spies, he told them, you're not coming back without Binyamin, trying accusing them here and there. Why? Because he was trying to minimize their takana, their onish that Chas v'Shalom they were supposed to get. He was trying to minimize it a little bit. Even though Yosef might say, listen, if they did Abira, let Hashem punish them. Why I have to be involved? It's now Yosef now became Atahat Elohim Ani, he became in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom. He's deciding who should he judge, who to minimize the judgment or what. We saw Eliyahu Nabi did something similar, but still Yosef HaTzadik, he didn't want to put himself in that situation. He said, Vayakir Yosef et Yahav, Vayakirem, what is Vayakirem? He had mercy on them. So how can I do such a thing? But it's not him. We have here the Baal HaTurim, he said, Vayakirem. The first moment that Yosef HaTzadik, he saw the brothers, Vayakirem, ubikesh lekabelam beseber panim yafot. The first time he saw them, my dear brothers, he was almost, the first time, he wanted to reveal himself. And don't worry, Reham alayhi, I forgive you, nothing happened, don't worry. He went the first time. However, Baal HaTurim says, ubah malach shemitzao to'e veizkiro. Miyad veitnakir alayhim. Ulkach katub achar kach veyakir belashon yachid. You see that Yosef HaTzadik, he wanted to reveal himself in the first place. He said, if Hashem wants to punish them, let's let him do the job. Why I have to be involved? So he wanted to be nice to them, forgive them, forget about all that happened. It was Yosef, he wanted to forget about everything. He wanted to reveal himself until Malach, he came and he pushed him. He told him, no, do you remember what they did to you? That means when Hashemim, they're hinting to Yosef, you have to do something to be mimatik their dinim on them. The judgment, you have to soften it a little bit. You have to do something to give them a little bit suffering to minimize a little bit their punishment. That's what we see over here. We see that many times a person is doing something and min hashamayim, they push him to do something else. See also when Yehuda also, Yehuda with Tamar, what happened Yehuda and Tamar? Ve'yireha Yehuda ve'yachshibeha lezona ki chisita faneha. And then he told Habana Abu Elaich and so on and so forth. See what it says in the Psukim. How could Yehuda, Kadosh, how could he do such a thing? Ela, the Midrash brings down, was the same thing. He wanted to continue. Ba Malach, and he pushed him to her. He pushed him, the Malach, Vayet Eleha Eladir, Vayet Eleha Eladir, the Malach, he made him to shift his way. Why? Min Hashamayim they sent him. That here, the person, Yosef HaTzadik, he wanted to reveal himself from the first place. But Min Hashamayim they hinted to him, they sent him especially Malach Gabriel, and the Malach came, and he told him, you have to do something to them. Then Yosef said, if I have to do something, then let me soften a little bit the judgment that there is upon them. That's what Yosef HaTzadik did. However, since that Yosef HaTzadik himself, as I said, he forgave them, he doesn't have anything against them, he doesn't want to punish them, he doesn't want to do anything, but only Min Hashamayim they told him, you have to do something to them. Now he has to watch out, what should he say to them, how should he answer them, how should he talk to them, why? Because normally, when the person, now he has a problem, Yosef HaTzadik, the nature of the person, he wants to take revenge from them. But Yosef HaTzadik said, I do not want to take revenge from them. He wants to let go of whatever they did to me, let go of everything. But now Min Hashamayim told him, you have to do something to them. Now it's a very hard situation, how Yosef HaTzadik, how should he behave? Therefore, the Pasuk said, ויתנקר עליהם, וירא יוסף את אחיו, ויקיריהם, ויתנקר עליהם, וידבר איתם קשות. He spoke to them harshly. He spoke harshly with them. But he has to know how harsh should he speak to them. Maybe he's going to add one more word. Maybe that extra word that he's going to add, maybe it's coming because of him taking, he's enjoying Chas v'Shalom taking revenge of them. He wants to make sure Yosef HaTzadik, every word that is coming out of his mouth, it's coming b'shi'ur meduqdak, that all of the Shamayim, whatever they're asking me. I don't want to add anything extra from my own. But, what happened here by Yosef HaTzadik, he wanted to rebuke them in the Shamayim, they send them the Malach, you have to talk to them harshly. But he has to know how harsh should he talk to them. Therefore, v'daber etam kashot, v'itnakir alehim. What does the Targum say? V'itnakir alehim. ויתנקר עליהם, תרגום says, וחשיב מה דמליל להון. הוא מליל למהון קשיה. He was thinking, what should he tell them? Is that the meaning of the word ויתנקר עליהם? We saw either ויתנקר עליהם, Rashi said, he couldn't bear, he couldn't לאכול לסבול to see brothers getting embarrassed. Or like the Ramban said, he couldn't strengthen himself because he sees everyone's begging him to forgive them. What does it mean? וחשיב מה דמליל להון. He was thinking, what should he tell them? Based on what we are explaining now, the Pirush of the Targum fits perfectly. Because Yosef on his own, in the first place, he wanted to reveal himself. Ve'yakir et ehav. He rirachim alehim. He had mercy on them. But Min Hashamayim told him, no, you have to do something to them. Now he has to think, he has to digest every single word coming out of his mouth to see maybe that word is coming because of my sin, because I'm taking revenge from them. He has to make sure every single word that he's saying, it's only L'Shem Shamayim. Now, it was a hard decision for Yosef HaTzadik. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him what should come out of his mouth. Hashem, Sifatay Tiftah. Please open up my mouth. Let me say the right words in front of my brothers. I don't want to add any extra word that it's coming because of my taking revenge from them, Hasb Shalom. Therefore, the Pasuk said right after that, ויקר יוסף את אחיו לא הכירוהו ויזכור יוסף את החלומות אשר חלם להם. On the spot, he remembered the dream that he had to them, that he told them the dream. Now let's go back a little bit to the dream. What kind of dream he had? והנה אנחנו מאלמים אלומים בתוך השדה, והנה כמה אלומתי וגם נצבה. What does it mean, מאלמים אלומים בתוך השדה? חכים לתל אס, they had a dream that they were in the field, and everyone was making a bundle, making, you know, the all gathering all the sheaves, making bundles, and the bundle of Yosef Kibachol stood up, and everyone was bowing down to him. Now, what kind of tibuat was over there? We're making sheaves. What kind of tibuat is there? It doesn't say in the pasuk me'elamim alumim. We're making bundles. Bundles of what? It makes sense that was what kind of bundles? Bundles that has to do with food. So what people eat. And sure enough, you have the Da'at Zkenim also tells us over there, והנה אנחנו מאלמים אלומים בתוך השדה, Da'at Zkenim said, מאלמים אלומים, ובעניין שחלם עלה לגדולה. כדכתיב, ויצבור יוסף בר ככל הים הרבה מאוד. He gathered all the wheat that he gathered. That means in different words, in the dream that they showed to Yosef HaTzadik, that they were gathering wheat. Hita. He was making bundles of wheat, and his bundle stood up, and everyone's bundles, they were banging down to him. Now, what's special about the Hatatat in his dream? Now, we have the Gemara, Masechet Berachot, The Gemara tells us something interesting. The Gemara says in Masechet Berachot Daf Nun Zayin Amud Alef, Amar Bihiya Barabba Haroe Hatim Bahalom. Someone sees wheat in his dream. What does that mean? The Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is telling us here, Ra'a Shalom. He sees peace. Shneimar, Hassam Gibulech Shalom, Haleb Hatim Yisbi'ech. Means, Hassam Gibulech Shalom, Haleb Hatim Yisbi'ech. He said, if you have Hatim, if you see Hatim, if you see wheat in the dream, in your dream, that means peace is going to come upon you. That means you're going to be running after peace, you're going to do peace, you're going to make peace. That's Anyan of Shalom. So here Yosef's dream, me'alumim alumim betoch hasadeh. What kind of alumim? Alumim of wheat. So min hashamayim, they're hinting to Yosef HaSadiq, even though eventually you're going to become the king and your bundle's going to stand up and everyone's going to bow down to you, remember, to make peace between them. They're hinting him from the beginning. When he saw his dream, remember to make shalom between you and your brothers. Don't take revenge from them. That's exactly what Yosef remembered over here. Ve'izkor Yosef et ha'halamot ashe ha'halam lahim. What did he remember about the halom? He remembered that when Hashemayim, they're hinting to me, I have to make peace with them. Haroi hatim ba'halom, ra'a shalom. I have to make shalom between them. Therefore, said right away, reham alayhim. But when Hashemayim, they're pushing me. From him, from his own Yosef HaTzadik, he said, Me'alimim alumim. Also, maybe you could squeeze in also, Me'alimim alumim. That's Melashon Lem. What's Lem? The Gemara said, Masechet Hulin, Daf Petet, the Gemara said, Ha'umnam elem tzedek tedaberun, Misharem tshpetu b'nei Adam. What does the Pasuk mean? The Gemara said, May ummanuto shel ha'adam ba'olam. What's the profession that every person should have here in this world? The ummanut, the profession you should have, is Elem. Ya'aset asmo ki elem. Keep your mouth closed. Don't talk. That's the umanut. Then close your mouth. Don't say anything. The Gemara said, Ya'achol afilu bedibrei Torah. I have a question about the Torah also. Keep quiet. He said, no. Ha'umnam elem. Ha'umanut is elem. However, tzedek, which is the Torah, tedaberun. This is the Torah you could speak. You could ask, Harhef picha v'amaleo. Ask whatever you have to ask. But the umanut, if the person should have, elem. Here Yosef Sadiq, me'alemim alumim, b'tokha sadeh. We're having bundles of wheat representing peace. I have to make peace with them. And also, me'alemim alumim. The alumim, lashon lem. I have to keep quiet. I have to make sure what should I tell them. What I have to tell them, why I'm not supposed to tell them. Therefore, Yosef Sadiq was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Bihashib ma demalli lehun." He was thinking every single word. Is that the proper word to tell them or not? That's here what the Mefarshim explained to us, that all the tzedkut of Yosef Sadiq, because he, on his own, he wanted to forgive them from the first time, but they send him hint from the Shamayim, they send him a special malach to tell him that you have to do something to them. Now he has to think every single word, what was he going to tell them? And if that's how Yosef was thinking, how to talk to his brothers before he revealed himself, all this, the first time when they came to him. Now in our parasha, after he already did reveal himself, Yomer Yosef, Elihav Ani Yosef, Ha'ayod Abi Hai, Ala Had Kama V'Chama, and he has to make sure, now every extra word is going to embarrass the brothers. Anyways, they had Uchdai B'Zayon V'Kasif, the brothers, they got embarrassed. That's it. Everyone got embarrassed. They couldn't. Now he became the king. Whatever he was telling them, the dreams became true. Now, Kotchiken, Ala Had Kama V'Chama, every extra word Yosef is going to say, it's going to have big, Has V'Shalom, the brothers are going to suffer a lot from it. If before he was Hashib Bandi Malil Lehon, Kotchiken now, that he has to make sure every single word is talking to them, he has to make sure that he's saying it the proper way. Therefore, he was trying to calm them down. Gishuna Elavi Gashu, come closer to me. Now, every single word, he has to make sure now. How should he talk to them? He has to make sure. Therefore, he's saying, Gishuna Elavi Gashu. Why he told them, come next to me? Then Farshim explained to us the Haskuni Da'at Skenim. Also, let's say that whenever he told them, Ani Yosef Ahaychem, he didn't call them to come next to him. But after he wanted to tell them, Ani Yosef Ahaychem Asher Mechertem Oti Mitzrayma, now he told them, you have to come closer to me. Ve'yomer Yosef Elihav, Gishuna Elevi Gashu. After they come closer to him, Ve'yomer Ani Yosef Ahaychem Asher Mechertem Oti Mitzrayma. In the beginning, he told them, Ve'yomer Yosef Elihav, Ani Yosef Ha'od Abi Hai, ולא יכלו יחב לענות אותו. He told them, אני יוסף. But now when he told them that you sold me to Mitzrayim, he has to make sure, I'm going to tell them that you sold me to Mitzrayim. If the Mitzrayim are going to hear this, what embarrassment they're going to have in front of the Mitzrayim. Therefore, when he wanted to tell them that I am Yosef, that you sold me, he told them, come closer to me. That's one Pirush they bring down. And also the Haskuni brings down also, he said, in the beginning, he told them, Ani Yosef Achichem, Aod Abihai. But when he wanted to tell them that you sold me to Mitzrayim, he didn't want Binyamin to hear that the brothers sold him to Mitzrayim. But look how much he was careful, Yosef HaTzadik. He didn't want to embarrass the brothers in front of Binyamin, because Binyamin doesn't know of the Mechira. How does he know? He wasn't there. And all of a sudden, he sees them, and he Yosef. Okay, Binyamin for sure is going to be very happy to see Yosef. But if Binyamin is going to hear that the brothers, they sold him to Mitzrayim, oy va boy, what kind of embarrassment the brothers are going to have in front of Binyamin. Therefore, all of you, please come next to me, except Binyamin. I want all of you to come closer to me. You sold me to Mitzrayim. As I said, b'hashib ma demalil leon, he has to make sure every single word, not to embarrass them, not in front of the Mitzrayim, not in front of Binyamin. He has to be extra careful here. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik, v'itnakir alehem, he made himself like a stranger, as if there's nothing, I have nothing against you. Therefore, I have to make sure every single word, if it's coming in the proper place, proper time, no one's going to get embarrassed from it. Therefore, he was very careful about it. And to forgive them after all what they did to him, as I said, that's human nature, automatically is going to take revenge. Therefore, but Yosef HaTzadik said, he's not going to do it like this. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik said, Vayikra hosiu kol ish mi'alai. What does it mean, hosiu kol ish mi'alai? We told you once that we have the Midrash Rabbah. Tells us in Parashat HaHalimot that the Kohen Gadol, when he goes inside Kodesh HaKodashim, Yom Kippurim, the Pasuk said, V'chol Adam lo yihye be'ohel mu'ed. Any person is not allowed to be in Ohel in Kodesh HaKodashim when the Kohen Gadol goes in. The Midrash asks, what do you mean? And Kohen Gadol himself is not Adam? He's also Adam, he's also human. How can the Pasuk said, V'chol Adam lo yihye be'ohel mu'ed? No human supposed to be in Kodesh HaKodashim that time. No one's allowed to be there. Kohen Gadol is only human. How does it mean? Bechol Adam lo yeah, how come the Kohen Gadol he could go in? The Midrash Rabbah says over there, said, no, when the Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh himself, he walks in, he's not Adam anymore, he's not human. He's Malach. After he was Mekadesh himself, now he's not human. Bechol Adam lo yeah, but what? Kohen Gadol is not Adam, he's Malach. Malach said, it's okay. We told you once that there is a different Midrash that says, also the Malachim, they're not allowed to be in Kodesh HaKodashim. So how come here the Midrash says that Kohen Gadol, he's not Adam anymore, he's Malach. Malach, it's okay. Different Midrash says also Malach is not allowed to be there. And now we told you that there's a difference. Malach is not allowed to be there, you're right. But a human being that he was born like a human, and he made himself, he was Mekadesh himself to become like angel, like Malach, that type of Malachim, it's okay, they could be there. So, but you see, he's not human. Here Yosef HaTzadik, I have to make sure every word I have to tell them, very hard. The nature of the person, any person would have been in the place of Yosef, that's going to enjoy taking revenge from them. If it wasn't such a big nikama, it's going to have a little bit nikama on them. But Yosef, no, Rahim alayhim, he didn't want to do anything. They pushed him. He has to do something. Now he has to watch out. What should he tell them? Therefore, Hosiu kol ish me'alai, he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take away all the inoshiyut from me. I don't want to be a human being, because a human being automatically is going to take revenge from them. He was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem, he put the right words in his mouth. He knew how to separate them from Binyamin. He knew when to tell the Mitzrayim to go outside. The Midrash says it was big sakana for Yosef HaTzadik over there. The brothers, they would have killed Yosef on the spot. There's no one over there. He knew exactly how to take care of things. Why? Because he did not want to embarrass the brothers. All these things was Yosef HaTzadik. He didn't act like a human being, he acted like a malach. And because of this, he said, Hotziu kol ish me'alai, he does not want to be called ish anymore. And Hashem helped him. And he put in his mouth the right words, what should he tell them and when should he tell them. We told you once, there is here the Hatam Sofer, told us in Parashat Vayesheb, Daf Kuf Pechet Amud Alef, he says here, Vayesheb Yaakov Beres Migure Aviv. What does mean Beres Migure Aviv? It's a Katab Ashla HaKadosh B'Shem HaZohar, Lashon Magor Misaviv. שהיה ביראה ופחד כל הימים. He was scared, יעקב אבינו, מגורי אביו, he was scared. אז לשון יראה, לשון מגור מסביב. ויש לפרש דבריו, that's what the Zohar writes, ויש לפרש דבריו, למה תלה באביו, ויש ביעקב בארץ מגורי אביו, בארץ מגוריו? What does מגורי means? If the Zohar wants to explain מגורי, because he lived with fear, why are you mentioning your father now, יצחק אבינו? What does this have to do with your father? You're scared, you're living ביראה, okay, יראה, why are you mentioning your father? מגורי אביו, בארץ מגוריו. וגם למה נתיירה? ומה נתיירה? What was he scared from? Why was he want to live with fear? Fear from what? To what's going through Yaakov's mind? ולפרש דברי חזל, also we have to explain what חזל said, בקש יעקב לשבת בשלווה, קפס עליו רוגזו של יוסף. יעקב אבינו, he wanted to sit בשלווה, until הקדוש ברוך הוא told him, not enough that you have נעולם הבא, you want to live here נעולם הזה בשלווה, no way, sending you the trouble of יוסף. יוסף was home. גם לפרש, later on, וירד יהודה מאת אחיו, וית עדיש עדולמי ושמו חירה. Yehuda, he left the brothers and he went to Timnat. He lived in Timnat. Why he left the brothers? Yehuda, why he left them? Nehi shehuriduhu mgdullato veyered Yehuda metihav, they accused Yehuda, because of you, you gave us the idea to sell Yosef. Therefore, we sold him. Now we see our father's suffering. If he would have told us to bring him back to Yaakov, we would have listened to you. Now they're accusing Yehuda. So, even though they put Yehuda, huriduhu mgdullato, but still, why Yehuda has to leave them and go to Timnat? עוד יש לישב, מה טעמה אמר לי יוסף, ישבנה עבדך תחת הנער עבד לאדוני, והנער יעלה מחב. הלו יצטער יעקב עליו, כאשר סער על בנימין. Also, in this week's parasha, Yehuda, when he was confronting Yosef, what he told him, he was telling him, listen, please, I know that Benjamin, he stole the goblet, please take me as a servant, I'm much better than him, be Adoni, take me, I'm better than him, and let Benjamin go with his father, go with his brothers to his father. What did Yehuda think at that moment? If Yaakov Abinu is going to feel bad because he's not going to see Benjamin, I'm sure Yaakov also is going to feel bad if he's not going to see Yehuda also. So how is he going to calm his father by putting himself, Yehuda, take me instead of Benjamin. Your father is going to be, Yaakov Abinu is going to feel bad also about Yehuda. Hello, it's ta'ir Yaakov alav kashir sa'ir al Benjamin. And ach nira li b'si'atat shmiya, Yaakov Abinu alav shalom hargish, כי בא שלם עיר שכם בגופו ובממונו ובתורתו. אך נתיירה מפני חטא אחד שפירש 22 שנה מאביו. וזה היה מתיירה. וזהו מגורי אביו, שהיה מתיירה מחטא כבוד אביהם. זאת יעקב אבינו, after he left עשיו, and he was saved from עשיו, nothing happened to him, ויבוא יעקב שלם בממונו, שלם בתורתו, שלם בגופו, nothing happened to him. Now יעקב אבינו, he was scared that he's missing one mitzvah of kibud avayim, that he did not respect his father for 22 years. That fear was Yaakov Abinu scared from. That's why the pasuk said megure abiv. He was scared from the abira that he did not respect abiv, his father, for 22 years. V'haya rosel ha-shevet b'shelvam de'agazu. Now he explains the ma'amar hazal exactly the opposite here, Hatam Sofer. Yaakov Abinu, he wanted Hashem to punish him. He wanted Hashem to punish him, that he should be forgiven on the Abira that he did not respect his father for 22 years. He was waiting. He was waiting when Hashem is going to punish him for that Abira that he did not respect his father for 22 years. He wanted to finish with all the Abira that he had. This Abira that he knows that he did not respect the father, he was asking, please Hashem, punish me for this Abira, because after this, I want to be Shevet B'Shalva. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, "Lo daya l'sadikim, ma shemutukan lahim l'olam ba, ela you want to hear olam zeh, you want to live B'Shalva here in olam zeh. You want to be punished from all your Abirot here in olam zeh, because the rest of your life you want to live B'Shalva." I said, "No problem. You want to be punished for Avon, Kibud Avaim, I'll punish you. Therefore, אמלא רצונך שתסבול עונש בעולם הזה, however, אך אתה לא תרגיש ותדע מזה, כדי שלא תשב בשלווה, בלי מגור. I'm going to punish you, but you're not going to know what's going on. Because if you're going to know that now you're getting punished because for the 22 years that you separated from your father, then Yaakov would have accepted that happening. He was asking for it. V'hene nimkar Yosef. Yosef was sold. V'ilu haya yodea Yaakov shehu hay. If Yaakov would have realized that Yosef is still alive, he would have did the calculation. Yaakov Avinu haya margish u'mevin shehu rak liyafrisho menu 22 shana. And he would have accepted it, gladly would have accepted it. Why? Because he was asking for that punishment. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'lim zem menu v'hashab shehaya ra'a akhalatu. He thought that Yosef was killed. Now, Yaakov Avinu, he had one trouble, now he has two troubles, two problems now. V'ze'onish ahir, inenu me'anyam perishetu me'abiv. If it was to punish him because he separated from his father 22 years, why Yosef died? If Yosef was separating from him 22 years, okay, this could be punishment. But now Yosef died because I did not respect my father 22 years. What's the connection? Alken hayalo tsar kaful al mitat bino. I had two troubles now. Number one, because his son passed away. Ve'od al hito bekibud abayim. Number two, that he did not sit beshalva from the abira of kibud abayim. That he did not respect the father for 22 years. He continues here. V'ratzu hashbatim lihakil da'agato. The shbatim, they were trying to figure out how could we kibyechol calm down Yaakov Avinu a little bit. In the beginning, he had one problem. Now he has two problems. Now he's scared Megure Abiv, he's scared from Abirav Kibud Avayim that he's missing. And now he has a problem with Yosef. He's not here. Yosef is dead. How are they going to calm him down? Therefore, Rasul Shbatim Da'akel Da'agato, Alken Nasa Yehuda Me'etihav Litimnat. Yehuda, he went to Timnat. V'sabur Ya'akob Sha'akol Panim Zehu Al Prishato Me'abiv. Yaakov Avinu, he said, maybe at least when Yehuda is not going to see me for 22 years, Yehuda, not Yosef, Yehuda is not going to see me for 22 years, maybe this at least is going to be kapara for the avon that I had, that I did not respect my father. Now I have a different problem that Yosef is dead. What Abraham did I do that my son Yosef is dead? Then different problem. But at least from the first Megure Abiv, we're going to take care of it. But how? By Yehuda going to Timnat. Therefore Yehuda went to Timnat. But however, didn't finish 22 years. V'ya'an ki bimei hara'ab hazar Yehuda etzel Ehav v'lo nishlam ulo 22 shanam b'chutz. Al ken amar li Yosef, Binyamin ya'alem Ehav shlo yachshob ha'ab shemet kmo ammo ve'ahiv shemetu baderech. V'hu Yehuda yeh ebed li Yosef. U'bazeh lo chbat lo li'akob. L'chapeh ala pishato me'abiv 22 shanam. Therefore, Yehuda, he came with the idea to Yosef HaTzadik. He didn't know it was Yosef so far. He told him, please send back Binyamin to our father, because most probably now Yaakov, if he's not going to see Binyamin, even if we're going to tell him, even if we are going to tell Yaakov that Binyamin is staying by you, he's not going to believe us. He's going to think that he's dead. Why? Because his mother, Rachel, passed on the way. And Yosef also passed on the way. He's going to think for sure Binyamin also passed on the way. Therefore, we're trying to do to calm down our father. Please send Binyamin. And I'll stay instead of Binyamin. And what are you going to tell me? How am I calming down my father by me staying here? Some way is going to be sad about Binyamin. It's going to be sad about me. He said, no, about me, it doesn't worry. Why? Because he knows I already started separating from him in the beginning. And now I'm going to finish up the 22 years. He would have accepted it gladly, Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, let me stay over here. ומשום אחי אחר כך כשנודע ליעקב שיוסף חי ידע והבין שכבר קבל עונש פרישתו ופסק מגור מסביב מפחד חטא אביו ולולא שלא הוא צריך לרדת לחוץ לארץ והיה נשאר בארץ ישראל היה יושב בשלווה בעולם הזה באותן 17 שנה. עקן שפיר אמר אחרי ראותי את פניך כי עודך חי. And after all the circle was closed, now יעקב אבינו they told him that יוסף is alive. Now Yaakov Avinu said his son Yosef did not die. Hayara'a lo akhalatu. He did not die. And after that, also, he's not scared now anymore from the avon of Kibud Avayim that he's missing. Why? Because now he got his punishment. Yosef HaTzadik, he did not respect him for 22 years. He was away from him. He knows that was the punishment for his Abira of that he was missing Mizvat Kibud Avayim. Now Yaakov Abinu was serving Beshalva. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, we don't want you to sit 100% Beshalva. The last 17 years of your life, if you're going to stay in Eretz Israel, it's going to be real Shalva. Then, no, go to Mitzrayim. Go to Mitzrayim. No Shalva here in this world. But at least on your Abirot that you did, you wanted punishment, I give you your punishment. Now, after he revealed himself, as I said, Pasuk said, Ve'yipol al tzavirei bin yamin ahib ve'yev, ku bin yamin b'cha al tzavarav. Ve'yipol al tzavirei bin yamin ahib. What tzavirei in plural? How many necks, neck bin yamin has? Al tzavirei, what tzavirei means? Al tzavar bin yamin ahib. Bin yamin b'cha al tzavarav. So one tzavar, not tzavirei. Tzavar in plural. So Rashi tells us over here, since that Beit HaMikdash is compared to Tzavar, like the Pasuk Shir Shirim said, Tzavarech kemigdal Hashem, that's referring to Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, ve'epor al tzavarei binyamin ahiv ve'yeb, ka'al shtei mikdashot she'atidim liyot b'chalko shel binyamin v'sofan liharem. That's what he cried for. Yosef, he was crying for the two Beit HaMikdash that was going to be built in the and the share of Binyamin is going to be destroyed. Binyamin b'cha'al tzavarav, Binyamin he cried on Mishkan Shiloh that's going to be built in the Helek, in the share of Yosef, and it's going to be destroyed as well. So each one was crying for the other's tzara. Whatever, there are a lot of what to speak about it, but just a quick question the Farshim they asked. He said, how come now at the time of Simcha, they didn't see each other for 22 years, Yosef and Binyamin? Says, what kind of brothers were we talking about? What kind of brother? Are we talking about Cain and Hebel? We're talking about Ishmael and Yitzhak. We're talking about Isaac and Yaakov. We're talking about Yosef and the brothers. They also sold him. What kind of Ahin the Pasuk referring to? The Midrash asks, this is Yosef and Benjamin. Those are the true two brothers. They love each other and they care about each other up to a point. Last week's parasha, the midrash brings down that when Yosef, he called Benjamin, when he saw Benjamin the first time, he couldn't hold himself. Ve'yabo ahadra ve'yibksham. He couldn't hold himself. He wanted to cry. He saw Benjamin, his brother. He wanted to cry. He went to the other room, and after that, he called Benjamin. He told him, "Listen, are you married?" He told him, "Yes, I'm married." Do you have kids? He said, Baruch Hashem, I have 10 kids. He said, what their names? He said, Bela, Abbechir, Ve'eshbel, Gira, Ve'na'aman, Ehi, Varosh, Mupim, Ve'chupim, Ve'ard. 10 brothers, 10 sons I have. And he told him, Yosef, he told him, Bli'ainara, Ben Porat Yosef. So he told him, you have 10 sons, but I know you, the Jews, you don't call Bela, Abbechir, Ashbel, what are these names? You call Abraham, Ishaq, Yaakov, Yosef, Jewish names. But Bela, Abbechir, Ve'eshbel. Then Benjamin, he told him, listen, I had dear brother that he was so close to me. So, I love him so much. He loves me so much. But I don't know where is he. We don't know where is he. So therefore, I called my son Bela al shem shenibla' ben ha'umot. My brother was, we don't know where is he. Becher, he was my Bechor. Becher ve'ashbel, Sheba'o el. Like the Midrash brings down, he was kidnapped. We don't know what happened. All the 10 sons that Benjamin had, only to remember his brother Yosef. Every time Benjamin is calling his son, he's calling his son, Bela, where are you, Bela? At that moment, he remembers, I had my older brother, Yosef, that was swallowed by a goyim. Becher, where are you, Becher? Oh, I used to have an older son, older brothers, that I don't know where is he now. All these things, that's how Benjamin told him. So you see how much love there is between Benjamin and Yosef. When they saw each other, that's a very happy moment now. They saw each other, meet tencha ki ahli, that's Benjamin and Yosef. Why are they crying now? At the time of happiness, they're crying. Ela, the Farshim explained that they saw Benjamin and Yosef, what the hatred, the sinat hanam, that the brothers they had against Yosef, it caused these two best brothers to be separated from each other. When they saw this, they saw the future, that this is exactly the same problem that we have by why Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Why Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? Because of sinat hanam. Just like now, Yosef and Yamin, what caused us to separate from each other 22 years? Not Hanam. The brothers, they hated Yosef. For what? Because he had a dream. So why are you hating him because of the dream? spoke about it in Parashat Vayeshev. But whatever it is, this is the onion here. They saw this. They saw that this is the same exact problem that's causing Hurban Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, they were crying on each other. And that's what Rashi tells us. Basically, it's from the Braya Dagmara. And since that, as I said, that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinat Hanan, therefore, the Beit HaMikdash obviously is going to be rebuilt by Ezra Hashem Yitbarach, all because of Ahavat Hanam. When we care more about each other, we love more each other, that's how Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt by Ezra Hashem Yitbarach. And this will end up, you know, as I said, from the Debre Hatam Sofer. We have this coming Sunday by Ezra Hashem Yitbarach, we have Tzom Asara Beit HaBeit. And I saw here in the Torah Moshe, he brings down here in Darush Lezayin Be'adar, he brings down here Daftet Amud Beit, all the way in the bottom. He said, Ketab Bahalachot Gidolot, Baal Halachot Gidolot, Chet Beit HaBeit, Bo Nechteba Torah Yevanit Letelmai HaMelech, V'haya Hoshech Ba'olam Shlosha Yamim. Chet Beit HaBeit today, it was, that's the day that they translated the Torah to Greeks to Telmai HaMelech, and it was big tzara for Am Israel. Why? Because how could you translate the Torah? All the sudot of the Torah is going to be lost by translating it. Like we said, that all the Rashi Tibot, Gimatria, and Sofei Tibot, everything is going to be lost by translating. How could you translate the Torah? And to Lashon Yevanit also. Lashon Yevanit was, the Hakim did not like Yevanit at all. So it was Hoshech Ba'olam 3 days. Tet Beit HaBeit, lo noda ma hayta tzara bo. Umagen Abraham katab, שאיתה בסליחות שלנו שמת עזרא הסופר ותאמו ההוא שבעל הלכות גדולות לא היה יודע מזה. So how could בעל הלכות גדולות, he said חת בית הבית, they translated the Torah, תת בית הבית, we don't know what happened, יוד בית הבית, שמח מלך בבל על ירושלים, נבוכדנצר, he surrounded ירושלים, and with this led to חורבן בית המקדש. Whatever it is, יוד בית הבית, שבו שמח מלך בבל על ירושלים להחריבה. That's Asara Beit HaBeit, why we fasting on Sunday? Because that's the day that Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha is surrounded Yerushalayim, Ebi'ota b'matzor u'matzok, and with this, it ended up, Hurban Beit HaMikdash, it happened the 2.5 years after. He brings down here, V'katab ha'budurham, d'im efshar haya shihal liyot Asara Beit HaBeit b'Shabbat, ha'inu tzrichim l'tanut b'Shabbat. Abu Dirham brings down that if Asara Beit HaBeit would have fallen on Shabbat, we must fast even on Shabbat. Today, nowadays, Hakim they made sure that Asara Beit HaBeit can never fall on Shabbat. Unlike Cha'biyab, Cha'biyab could fall on Shabbat, but we postponed it until 10th of Ab. But Asara Beit HaBeit could never be on Shabbat in our times. And Abu Dirham explained that if it happened Asara Beit HaBeit to be on Shabbat, then Asara Beit HaBeit, we have to fast also on Shabbat. Why? Because the Pasuk said, "Ketob lecha t'etzem heyom hazeh, atzumo shel yom, kmo b'yom kippurim, ketib b'etzem heyom hazeh." V'yesh lehavin, what's the difference between Asara Beit HaBeit and Cha'biyab? What's more hamur? Asara Beit HaBeit or Cha'biyab? When they surrounded Yerushalayim or when they destroyed Beit HaMikdash? If Cha'biyab falls on Shabbat, you postpone the fast until Sunday. If Asara Beit HaBeit was to fall on Shabbat, no, you have to fast today. On Shabbat. What's more hamur? ויש להבין, הלא עשרה בית הבית, לא היה רק התחלת המצור, ועד שנתיים וחצי לא נחרבה ירושלים. It took them 2.5 years until they destroyed Beit HaMikdash. From the time they surrounded it, 2.5 years later until Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So what's more hamur? ולמה שעבייב אין דוחי שבת? And not only this, the Gemara Masechet Arubin says, שעבייב that falls in ערב שבת אין משלימין. You don't finish the fast into Shabbat, you have to break the fast before Shabbat. But Asara Beit HaBeit, if it falls on Arab Shabbat, you have to continue the fast until Kiddush, until Shabbat. What's the difference? Again, Asara Beit HaBeit, that's the only fast that could fall on Friday. And Cha'biyab nowadays never falls on Friday. But if it was to fall on Friday, you don't finish up the fast. You don't enter Shabbat with the fast of Cha'biyab. But why you see from here Asara Beit HaBeit more hamur than Cha'biyab? Doesn't make sense. When Rali Ba'er, D'ani ha-ta'am she-kab'u ta'anit al-matzor ha-hi, ha-lo ha-yta Yerushalayim, kama pa'amim b-matzor, b-mei par'on echo v-chadome? Why they were fasting only because Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim? What's so special about this? Many times Yerushalayim was b-matzor. Why you fast only by Nebuchadnezzar? So he says, this day that when Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Jerusalem down here, they sat in Beddin Shel Ma'ala, and they decided if Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because of that surroundings or no. Is Nebuchadnezzar going to succeed with him surrounding Jerusalem, or is not going to succeed? That Asara Beit HaBeit, Nebuchadnezzar surrounded here, Beddin Shel Ma'ala, they sat down. And said every year the same thing. Every year, Asara Beit HaBeit, they sit down, Kibyachol, Beddin Shel Ma'ala, and they decide, should Beit HaMikdash going to be rebuilt that year or no? That means every Asara Beit HaBeit, we have judgment up there, Bashamayim, if Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt this year or not. When is this judgment happening? Asara Beit HaBeit. So we said, if that's the case, now everything is beautiful. Why? Because דידוע שעל צרה שעברה כמו יום שמת בו אביו ואמו בר מנן, אלא אנחנו מתענים בשבת. אבל תענית חלום מותר להתענות. דבשביל עונג שיש לו שמבטל צרה העתידה לבוא עליו, לא מעונהו. הלכך תענית שעה באב, דזהו רק על צרה שעברה, לא דוחה שבת. אבל תענית עשרה בטבת, זהו על כדי לבטל צרה העתידה להיות, זה עונג הוא לצום. והיה דוחה שבת. It's beautiful. He said, since that, the fast of Tisha B'Av, why are you fasting on Tisha B'Av? Because Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. It was history. Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Nothing in the future. There, such a ta'anit, we don't fast on Shabbat. But to prevent Tzara from coming, mit'anim afilu b'Shabbat. Also on Shabbat, you do fast. Just like he brings here an example, like ta'anit halom. A guy, he sees a bad dream, on Shabbat, and he feels very bad. He wants to fast on Shabbat. Is he allowed to fast? Yeah, he's allowed to fast. Why? He could fast on Shabbat. Why? Because that fast is going to prevent the tzara from coming. Therefore, since that, every year in Asara Beit HaBeit, they sit down in Beddin Shel Ma'ala, and they decide if Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt this year or not. So if that's the case, if it would have fallen on Shabbat, Asara Beit HaBeit, we have to fast on Shabbat. Why? Because on that day they decide if Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt or not. That's what we said here. And the brothers Yosef and Benjamin, as I said in the beginning, Yosef and Benjamin, they saw that the problem of Sinat Hanam is standing among Am Israel. Therefore, to be zochet that Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, Be'ezrat Hashem, we have to be merbe in Ahavat Hanam Be'ezrat Hashem. That's the person is going to be merbe be'ahavat Hanam, and especially on this coming Sunday, Ta'anit Asara Beit HaBeit. As I said, Asara Beit HaBeit, this is the day they judge Beit Din Shel Ma'ala if Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt or not. Therefore, Asara Beit HaBeit, the person should pray for Kadosh Baruch Hu, should rebuild Beit HaMikdash Be'ezrat Hashem, Benzkel, Lerot, Benyan, בית המקדש, בבית משיח עסקנו, רבי אמנו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנן המנח שאומר, עשה כמו שפרד חוזק ישראל, לפיכך, רבי להנת לנו זו שנאמר,